Earth Day. What's the hidden agenda? Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible-upholding ministry of Answers in Genesis. Well, Ken, are you telling me there's more behind what is called Earth Day other than reducing pollution and conserving natural resources?
You know, a lot of what goes on during this day certainly sounds admirable. Indeed, the media outlets certainly portray it as a good and wholesome cause, caring for the environment and so on. But while it's true we're responsible for caring for the earth as God commanded in Genesis, there's a lot more to Earth Day than meets the eye. For instance, at many Earth Day celebrations, you'll find New Age crystals to channel through and material on how to worship Mother Earth. The event is really a religious service for the New Age movement that's based on evolutionary thinking. You see, the founder of Earth Day, Gaylord Nelson, he believes, quote, "The fate of the living planet is the most important issue facing mankind," end of quote. Now, Mark, while we may be responsible for caring for the earth, we're not to worship it, but use it for man's good and God's glory. And the truth is, the most important issue facing mankind is that everybody needs to recognize their sin and thus their need for salvation in Jesus Christ.
Are you aware that you can even use dinosaurs to refute evolutionary thinking and also to share your faith? Those intriguing topics are presented in Ken Ham's free booklet on dinosaurs, available at AnswersRadio.com. You'll be encouraged in your faith.